Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This is kind of on Andy. I hope that people understand that they were up in a game, multiple scores, and they still had Patrick Mahomes going for it on a fourth down that was a less important fourth down than the one he just decided not to go for earlier in the game. Andy's decision-making on fourth down makes me nuts because he only goes for it sometimes, and it seems like it has no rhyme or reason. He just kind of feels like it. Like, that sounds good to me. I think I'll just go for this one. And he leaves his quarterback in a bad position. His quarterback then gets his ankle rolled up on, and then we got to go through this treatment. Is he okay? Will this happen? Phase part of the injury again. It is kind of funny. This has become a consistent storyline in Super Bowl winning years. In the first one they won, it was Patrick Mahomes dislocates his knee. Will he be okay? How long will it take him to come back? Dealt with it the rest of the season, won the Super Bowl. 2 years ago, his ankle injury in the season. Then it gets re-aggravated in the postseason run. Will he be okay? And he fights through it, plays through the pain, goes into the thing, and then says his ankle isn't right for the rest of the offseason. He will deal with this injury for the rest of the year. It probably won't be right again for the rest of the year.
There's no way it will be.
He's the Steph Curry of the NFL as it relates to his ankles. He is more susceptible to injuries of his ankles than any other body part he possesses. But to your logic, he also knows how to treat it, get back on the field for it, deal with it, play around it. These are not new information other than the offensive line is now worse with this ankle injury.
Well, and you know the defenses that you're potentially going to play the next couple of weeks, the pass rushers again, and ultimately in the playoffs, and you know how they navigate this, and everybody has their own opinion. We'll take your text too on how should they do this. Now, we don't know definitively what the realistic possibility is of him playing on Saturday. Again, the reporting is, you know, right now that, you know, game time decision, or I know Rappaport was out there saying week to week, which doesn't make any sense because they're playing Saturday and then Wednesday. So you can't even say week to week. I mean,
that's not even 2 weeks.
Yeah. Other than happening in the playoffs, this is the worst timing because of the stretch. If you were going to have an ankle injury like this for your quarterback, terrible timing, given that you're playing Saturday and you're playing on Wednesday and the opponents that you're also playing. I think there's a case to be made, depending on, you know, what we think the injury is for the ankle. There's a case to be made that this should be a Carson Wentz game on Saturday. And I know you're like, what are you talking about? This is the number one seed. And hey, they got to go 2-1 the rest of the way.
If the Bills win out, if they win this one, then you could take the Wednesday off.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a case on both ends. Personally, if he's not anywhere near like 100%, and I don't know how he will be, I would be fine with going Carson Wentz on Saturday. If you win the game, then you can go Carson Wentz against the Steelers as well, and then you have Mahomes play a half against the Denver Broncos. That's the ideal scenario, in my opinion. If you play Mahomes Saturday and you win, same thing applies. You could have him on Wednesday against the Steelers, potentially not play. I think it's way tougher, though, to play him Saturday and then not play him on Wednesday. Like, I don't know if the NFL, like, it's Netflix, all that. Then you get into weird territory with
that's
that.
That's not our problem.
I understand.
Like, no offense to them, but that's, you know, that is a decidedly not our issue, in my opinion. Like, sorry, Netflix, that you're going to have the Carson Wentz game, but we're not helping you out because our quarterback's not healthy. Here's the issue. It's like, I could legitimately hear the argument for either side.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I would do is I think I would play Patrick Mahomes on Saturday, and then if you win, you get to really rein it back in, right? You get to be like, well, he could either not play on Wednesday.
But do you understand how weird that would be? You play the game after the ankle injury, And then I guess the answer would be, well, he played Saturday and the turnaround is too quick to get the ankle right
it's
for
still
Wednesday.
Not, it's still, you know, it's that's hurting. What you would say, right? Say like, you know, we thought the bounce back on it was harder than we thought, right? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? And you just play it that way. I understand the logistic of it. You're like,
but there's also the other side. You play him on Saturday, Cody, you lose. The ankle gets even worse. And then you have Carson Wentz in must win games against the Steelers on the road and against the Broncos, right? That's the tricky part. These are all questions they're going to have to figure out.
So do you just sit him and then he's got to go against TJ Watt?
Just hurt his ankle too.
He did. They said he rolled. His seems a little more minor, but I don't know.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is what you're looking at, right? And look, here's the truth. Both games are winnable with Carson Wentz. I'll be honest. I think they can beat the Steelers and they can beat the Texans with Carson Wentz. But the Steelers are better coached. They're a better team. And sure. So, like, they're a more difficult opponent in the scenario that is Patrick Mahomes can only play one of these two. The only thing I'm anti is, like, just barely play him at all. I'm not looking to take 2 months off before. Not no. that I think the rust
That's
is going to
hurt.
That's
where the Broncos game comes in. I think no matter what happens,
even that game if matters all of a sudden, I think.
If you rest him, and we'll get into the scenarios here in a little bit, but if you rest him on Saturday doing an injury, and then you win and you feel like the Steelers game doesn't matter, I think no matter what on the Broncos game, you would need to play him because I don't want a month plus off basically for Patrick Mahomes, especially with Hollywood Brown getting back in the mix. I want them to work out some of that timing. That's why it's clearly not ideal. Duh. Your starting quarterback has a serious ankle injury, serious enough to where I think his playing status is definitely in doubt for Saturday. I mean, the odds makers will tell you right now with the Chiefs being underdogs against the Texans, they believe Patrick Mahomes is not playing. The Chiefs are 2.5-point underdogs.
And they were a look-ahead line on 4 or 5. So, mm-hmm. like, the line moved 6 to 7 points conservatively. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're telling you, yeah, Gold, to your point, they're telling you that Patrick Mahomes ain't playing. Now, they just watched him get hurt. They don't want to have they're trying to essentially stop the betting on Kansas City's end in case he does come in there and instead force you to bet the Texans side of it. But when you look at it, like, it's tough because tell me right now, if you're the coach and Patrick Mahomes could play and he knows that he could get the one seed, tell me how you tell him to be off the field. Because the truth is, if he can just grind through these two games, Gold, and they can win both while he's in pain and it hurts, he can take 3 weeks off. Not even kidding. If he just plays Saturday and Wednesday, he can then have 3 weeks off of work.
They'd actually have to run the ball for 40 times. Like they would have to do it.
Maybe. And look, and if you're saying to yourself, they'd have no choice, they'd finally realize and run the ball. Boy, do I have bad news for you. Patrick Mahomes would somehow throw the ball 45 times in that game. I'm just preparing you all accordingly that if Patrick Mahomes threw the ball 40 times on Saturday, I told you so. Because I know you're like, how could that possibly be? A man on one ankle coming off an injury, a run defense that has struggled for the Texans. Tell me how you think. I'm warning everyone now. That if and when that happens, because they play on Christmas Day, then it's another 10 days before they play Gold. And then it would be another 2 weeks they would play after that.
If they got the one seed.
He can take 20 days. But that's why, like, that's kind of why I wanted to play on Saturday. I know it's crazy, but, like, I think the risk might be worth the reward because the one seed does matter.
Yeah, and that's also the conversation I think everybody's having at with their buddies in last night through text. I know that was certainly a conversation I was having with people, is that balance. Like, the number one seed, you know the prize there, less games to get to Super Bowl in the bye week, versus are you risking the ankle injury getting way worse to where you have no chance to get the Super Bowl if Patrick Mahomes is not your quarterback. So that's the balance that the Chiefs are going to have to figure out. You know, I don't think it's an automatic, like, just punt on the number one seed. It's like, all right, well, just don't play Mahomes at all the rest of the regular season. I firmly disagree with that for a variety of reasons. I'm sure if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, you would love the Chiefs to rest Patrick Mahomes the rest of the season. I'm sure you would like that. I don't think the Chiefs will do that, but I think there's a strong argument that Saturday, depending, and here's what's tough. We're sitting here on Monday. None of us know, and hell, I bet you Patrick Mahomes woke up today and his ankle's probably feeling way worse today than it was at 7 o'clock last night.
Usually the day after is bad.
We don't know what it's like. Maybe on Thursday, all of a sudden, he progresses better than everybody thinks, and the game time decision becomes more likely that he's going to play, or it goes the opposite direction. We don't know. But as we sit today with what we kind of know, I would have zero problem if they said, all right, we're just going to go ahead and give you Saturday. You're going to rehab all week. It's a Carson Wentz game. We're going to give him tons of reps with the starters all week long. You're not going to practice anyway, Patrick, this week. We're going to get this ankle right, and then we'll reevaluate and see where you're at on Sunday. And maybe you'll play on Christmas Day. Maybe not. If not, get ready for the Broncos game. That's kind of where I'm at as things sit here, knowing what we know, which is honestly not a whole lot yet.
Here's the truth. If they don't play him Saturday, it's Carson Wentz on Saturday, and we'll find out more as the week goes on. If they don't play him Saturday and Carson Wentz starts and they beat the Texans, there is no chance in hell I'd play him on Wednesday.
Oh, I would agree.
If I already got the win in the bag on Saturday, you'd be like, you know what? If Mahomes got to come back 14 days from now to take on the Denver Broncos, then so be it. Because if the Bills don't lose one of their three games, which they're unlikely to because they're not facing good opponents, so be it. But if he doesn't play on Saturday and they win with Carson Wentz, I am not putting his ass on the field on Wednesday. No chance. He's taking that day off now because the extra like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is not enough for me. Because if he's good enough to play on Saturday, well, like if he was good enough to play on Wednesday, in my opinion, he should have been good enough to play on Saturday. And I know that's not how healing works. And three additional days is not nothing. But it's not enough time to make me think that there's some change in there.
Yeah, someone's confused on the text line. I said, if the Chiefs win on Saturday, doesn't clinch the number one seed, what do you say? No, but the Chiefs have to go 2-1, okay? If the Bills win out, the Chiefs have to go 2-1. We're saying that the Texans game most likely on paper looks like an easier game to potentially win, you don't have as short of a turnaround. So we're saying this would be the game that if you find a way to win against Houston on Saturday, you're more likely to beat a Broncos team who may be resting their starters in week 18 than you are a Pittsburgh team on a 3-day rest with an injured quarterback in Pittsburgh. That's all we're saying. Like, versus you lose to the Texans on Saturday, you probably have to win the next two because I don't believe the Bills are slipping up.
No, I don't think so either. It is really funny. There is a pretty decent chance, I feel like now, that week 18 matters for the Chiefs, but not for the Broncos. And you're like, but that doesn't make any sense. The Chiefs are going to finish five games clear of them in the division, but the Broncos seed might just be the seed.